请弟兄姊妹打开圣经新约嘅以弗所书。
Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bibles to Ephesians in the New Testament.
第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我哋从第一节睇到第十三节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 13.
弟兄姊妹揾到，请睇听我读。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. As you find it, please listen as we read.
以弗所书第三章由第一节开始。
Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 1.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人作了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职份托付我，用启示使我知道这福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
For this cause I Paul the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which has given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今藉着圣灵启示他的众圣使徒和先知一样。
Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里藉着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。我作了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power.
我作了这福音的执事，是，哦，对不起，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要藉着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given,that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him,Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
感谢主，虽然好像隔了很长很长一段的时间，然后再回来跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
We thank the Lord, though it seems as it has been a very long time since I last shared with brothers and sisters that I'm able to see you and share again.
但若果我们仍旧是在神的话语的里面有一点的记忆，
Yet if we still have some memory of the words we've shared in the Lord,
我们就晓得以弗所书这卷书是非常非常宝贵的一卷书。
We realize then the book of Ephesians is an extremely precious one to us.
以弗所书是将神永远的旨意 向我哋嚟解开。
For the book of Ephesians open up to us about the eternal will of God.
特别系向我哋指出咗神用一个乜嘢嘅方法嚟去完成佢嗰个永远嘅旨意。
This book especially points out to us in what way is God to accomplish His eternal will.
自从人堕落咗之后
，Now ever since man fell，
神喺人嘅中间一直系做紧一件事情。
God continues to do this work amongst men.
虽然系经过好多好多嘅历史上面嘅阶段
，Even though has gone through many different stages throughout history，
但系神作工嘅嗰个目的冇改变。
Yet the purpose of God's work has never changed.
因为呢个目的唔系根据人间嘅事物嘅变迁。
Because this purpose of God does not change according to the things that change in this world amongst men.
而系根据神喺创世之前所定规嘅旨意。
But this purpose is according to the will which God have purposed before the foundation of the world.
或者话神喺创造之前，神嗰个计划系点样嘅安排
？In other words, even before the creation, this is how God have determined His plan.
我哋睇到神嘅计划，佢嗰个中心嘅嗰个目的，乃系要叫万有都喺基督里面同归于一。
We also see that at the center of this eternal plan of God is for all things to be summed up together as one in Christ.
万有本来系喺基督里面系归于一。
For all things were supposed to be as one in Christ.
或者讲清楚得更多。
Or to be more clear.
万有起初嘅时候系喺神嘅面前系完完全全嘅系向着神。
In the beginning, all things in God are completely towards God.
但系自从撒旦嘅堕落之后
，Yet after Satan fell，
就引发到以后人嘅堕落跟上去。
It brings about for man's fall to follow on.
万有喺神嘅面前，好似系站喺同神对立嘅地位。
Therefore, it seems as if all things now stand in opposition to God.
但系感谢赞美我哋嘅主
，But we praise and thank our Lord.
佢并冇因为呢啲事情。是好似恶化到咁样嘅地步。
Not because of any of these things that have corrupted itself to this point.
佢仍旧系要将万有带翻到起初神原来嗰个安排。
The Lord is still to bring all things back to the original purpose of God.
要叫神同埋神所做嘅一切中间系满咗和谐。
So that God and all of God's creation will be in harmony.
当然亦系同时系满咗神自己嘅荣耀同丰富。
Of course, at the same time, all things then will be full of the riches and glory of God.
而唔系落喺嗰个虚空嘅核制同埋嗰个虚空嘅嗰种嘅威胁嘅底下。
And not be in this condition where all things are empty and in vain.And even in that constraint and that control.
呢一切嘅事情喺神创世之前，神已经系睇见晒。
Now even before the foundation of the world, all things have been seen by God.
佢容许呢啲事情发生。
God allows for all these things to take place.
但系佢唔容许呢啲事情系永远嘅存留。
Yet God does not allow for all these things to be in this condition forever.
所以喺佢创造嘅时候，佢已经安排咗一个。要将一切嘅堕落背弃挽回翻到神自己面前嘅嗰个计划。
Therefore, God has already planned even before the creation of the world that for the atonement and the restoration of all these things back to Him.
呢个计划就系藉着神嘅儿子耶稣基督嚟执行。
And this plan is executed by God's own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
按住时候满足，神要将一切。都带翻到神嘅面前，同神中间冇间隔。
According to the fullness of the dispensation of time, Christ is to bring all things back to God, that there would be no hindrance at all.
神点样去做呢件事呢
？Now, how is God to do this thing?
首先系藉着基督耶稣嘅救恩嚟将人先挽回。
First, it is through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ to atone, to reconcile man.
因为弟兄姊妹，如果我哋读神嘅话嘅时候，我哋都晓得。整宇宙嘅堕落系因着撒旦嘅背弃神。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we are to read the Word of God, we know then the rebellion of the universe is due to the fall of Satan.
全地嘅堕落系因为人喺神嘅面前背弃神。
And the fall of the land, the whole land, is because man have failed and rebelled against God.
所以神喺恢复嘅工作嘅里面，嗰个重点就从人嗰处开始。
Therefore, in the restoration work of God, the focus is placed upon man.
神先将人挽回翻嚟。
First, God restores man, reconciles
man. 然后藉着人将万有都带翻去到神嘅权柄嘅底下。
Then through man, God is to bring all things back to submit under the authority of God.
所以我哋读以弗所书第一章嘅时候，你好清楚读到一件事情。
Therefore, when we read Ephesians chapter 1, we can see this very clearly.
到时候满足嘅时候，神要叫万有都喺基督里面同归于一。
In the fullness of the dispensation of time,God is to sum up all things together as one in Christ.
咁萬有喺基督裏面同歸於一係從乜嘅地方開始呢？
Now then, where is that work to begin?
係從人身上面先開始。
That work first begins with man.
所以救恩喺人嘅身上面嚟先顯出嚟。
Therefore, salvation is first manifested for man.
神將願意轉回歸向神嘅人一個一個一個嘅係拯救翻嚟。
One by one,God is offering salvation to those who are willing to return and repent to Him.
但是拯救一个一个一个的人，这个不是神的目的。
But this is not the purpose of God to save us individually one by one.
这个是神的工作的方法。
This is the way in which God works.
或者说是神作工的过程。
Or the process in the work of God.
目的在哪里呢？
Where's the purpose of that?
目的是要先叫这班一个一个一个被拯救回来的人，他们先成为一个。
The purpose of this salvation one by one is for this group of people who has inherited the salvation of God to become one body.
换句说话来讲，就是说将好多分散的人是聚合成为一个团体。
In other words, it's by these individual units one by one for us to be one corporate body.
这个团体是属灵的。
And this corporate body is spiritual.
这个团体是神在其中充满的。
And this body is God who fills all and is in all.
这个团体是神将他的所有都摆在其中。
In this body, God puts all his fullness in this vessel.
这个团体就称为教会。
And this body is called the church.
那几时万有在基督里面同归于一呢？
Now, when is it that all things will be summed up together as one in Christ?
就是等到这个团体的人长大成人的时候。
That is when this corporate man is fully matured.
就是说这好多好多好多一个一个的人被带入这个团体的里面，而这个团体亦长成了能够发表神的自己。
That is all of us, one by one, many of us, when we're all make up this corporate body and we mature to be able to manifest God Himself.
到这个时候的时候，
and at that time,
万有就在基督里面同归于一。
All things will be summed up together as one in Christ.
当然这个是很笼统地去留意的。
Of course, we only say this as an overview.
如果我们细致地去注意到神在每个阶段里面的工作，我们就会看得更深入的更多。
Now, we're to take note more carefully in each stage of the work of God, we can see more details.
但是我们读以弗所书的时候，我们不能够读得更深入地 去留意。
Yet, when we read the book of Ephesians, we cannot look into it in such detail.
我们只能够很笼统地将神那个永远的计划的安排来作一个轻轻的回想。
Now, we can only do a very quick reflection of the arrangement of God in His eternal plan.
然后就留意到神在造成这个团体的人的这件事情上面，神是怎样进行。
And from that reflection, we can only focus on this corporate man as God's work, how he is to execute his plan.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们就留意到以弗所书宣告了神这个这样的定义的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, we take note in Ephesians after God has declared this will of his.
神就叫我们留意到了，神所作的乃是根据神的儿子所作成功的。
God shows us then what he does is according to the finished work of his son.
在神儿子所作成功的头一件事情是叫我们接受救恩来恢复在神面前的地位。
The first point in the finished work of God's Son is that through salvation, we're able to restore that fellowship and position with God.
或者话系恢复我哋同神中间嘅嗰个正常嘅关系。
In other words, it's to restore that normal relationship which we have with God.
咁神点样喺呢个我哋身上边嚟作成呢个工作呢？
Now, how is God complete that restoration work upon us?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
基督成就嘅救恩系藉着佢同佢嘅死同埋复活嚟完成嘅。
The finished salvation work of Christ is through His death and His resurrection.
所以喺呢位复活嘅主嘅所作成功嘅一切呢，就喺我哋嘅身上嚟发生果效。Therefore,
what the finished work of the risen Lord takes effect on us is this.
系藉着佢个复活嘅大能嚟将我哋呢个人嚟有一个改变。
That is through the power of His resurrection, it is to transform us.
最先系叫我哋嘅地位上边嘅改变。
First, it is to transform us in our position.
同时系叫我哋嘅生命嘅里边有咗改变嘅基础。
And also allow for us to have that foundation of transformation in our life.
然后继续系用呢个复活嘅生命嚟叫我哋嗰个唔单止系有一个改变嘅正常嘅基础。
And again, with this risen life, not only will it give us the correct foundation for this transformation,
而是将我们一步一步地带入去那个正常的实际的里面,
but it is to lead us step by step into that normal reality.
讲清楚就是说,叫我们从紧紧有生命,而被带到一个成熟的生命。
In other words, to be clear is to bring us to a point where we merely have this life to a point where we are mature in this life.
或者说一个带我们去叫我们的生命进到成熟的那个阶段。
Or in other words, is to bring us into the maturation of this life.
所以我们从以弗所书里面就留意到,神开手在人身上作工,就是从救恩开始。
Therefore, we can see in Ephesians the work of God begins with a salvation on man.
先叫我们同神的关系正常。So
that we can first have this normal relationship with God.
然后神就将他的荣耀和丰富逐渐逐渐地加添入来。
And then God will increase gradually the riches of His glory and fullness.
直到我们在神的面前成熟到一个地步,可以成为神的居所。
Until one point where we're able to be that habitation of God.
或者说是成为基督的身体。
Or in other words, the body of Christ.
让基督作这个身体的头,
so that Christ would be the head of this body.
在这样的情况下呢,
and in this condition,
作为身体的教会就完全同神的中间没有间隔。
The church, which is the body of Christ, would then now have no separation at all with God.
造成一个结果,头所有的荣耀和丰富,就成为身体的荣耀和丰富。
Because of this condition where there's no longer any separation whatsoever, then the fullness of the Godhead would also be the fullness of the body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Now we praise and thank our Lord.
这个是过去我们从以弗所书第一章、第二章里面所看到的事情。
This is what we have shared and seen in Ephesians chapters 1 and 2.
但是同时我们要留意到,
yet at the same time we see,
在神中工作的过程里面,
in the process of God's work,
神在人中间所作的是有先后的次序。
The work of God, there is an order to His work amongst men.
首先作工的对象是以色列人。
The first object of God's work are the Israelites.
是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And they are the seed of Abraham.
正因为是这样,
because of that,
所以我们读圣经的时候,就读到本圣经前面一大部分是以色列人那个范围里面的事。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, there is a large half of the Bible before that has to do with the matters of the Israelites.
但是在我们的错觉里头呢, 我们就以为, 神只是单独的,很偏待以色列人。
Yet, in our misconception, we think that God is very partial toward the Israelites.
连以色列人他们自己本身也都有这样的想法。
That even the Israelites themselves would have this way of thinking.
所以你读旧约的日子里面,你看到以色列人和外邦人中间那条界线是画得很清楚。
Therefore, when we read the Old Testament, we see that the line is drawn very clearly amongst the Israelites and the Gentiles.
好像被人一个印象,神所悦纳的只是以色列人,以色列人以外的外邦人,
To give us the wrong impression that only those who are Israelites are accepted by God, any outside of the Israelites, the Gentiles are not acceptable to God. But we praise and thank God. Man may misunderstand in this way. Yet God has never shown us such an understanding. Because if we were to be very careful in reading the Old Testament, very clearly we're able to grasp this fact. The Israelites are the first object of God's work. They are the main focus in this order. Now, the Gentiles are in a secondary position in this order of God's work. In other words, it is the second stage of the plan of God that includes the Gentiles. In other words, God first works upon the Israelites. On the one hand, it is to manifest the heart which God has towards man. On the other hand, it is to manifest to us man's shortcoming before God. Specifically upon this point, even by choice chosen by God, man is still unable to follow on to the purpose of God's choice. And when man is fully able to understand himself, then God will reveal to us, bring in the second stage of his work. What is the second stage? And that is the revelation of the salvation of the Son of God. God has already shown man that by man's own way, there is no way for us to go approach God. Now when man realizes this fact that we have no way to come before God, then God will open up the way for man through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And clearly shows man that Jesus Christ is that only way. There is no other way except this way to bring man before God. Not only does this way bring us back before God, but also restores man to this condition where the original purpose of God is able to be fulfilled through man. Yet the issue is still upon the thought of man that is not, that cannot be untied. Because in the Old Testament, the way in which God worked is primarily through the Israelites. Even to a point where in man's way of thinking that the Gentiles are not under the remembrance of God. Now how is God able to open this knot for us? When we read chapter 2, we paid attention to this. That is through the salvation work of the cross that will remove this barrier between the Israelites and the Gentiles. Because the salvation work of the cross is not something by man's merit that we're able to gain through our own work. The law is to reveal to man that by it we have no way whatsoever to come before God. The law only exposes and reveals to us man's shortcoming and inability. Then when the salvation of God is revealed, God says, salvation is not something where you can work in exchange for. If it is by grace in this salvation,
这样, 你要去得着救恩, 是直接, 用信心去接受。
Therefore, it is only by faith you are able to gain such a grace.
既然要用信心去接受，这个信心就将那个以色列人和外邦人的界线打开了。
If then only by faith, then it will remove this barrier between the Israelites and the Gentiles.
以色列人当然以为我们有律法，我们凭着律法，我们可以到神的面前。
Of course, the Israelites thought we have the law, so by the law we're able to approach God.
但是结果他们有律法，但是他们去不到神那处。
But the result is, yes, they do have the law, but they cannot come before God.
但是如今神将神儿子的救恩显明出来的时候，
Now when God made known the salvation of his son,
明显的在那处宣告说， 不是靠你自己所作的去得到。
It very clearly declares for us that it is not by your own work you're able to gain the salvation,
乃是靠神自己的恩典显出来，你用信心去接受。
But it is all by the grace of God which you receive through faith.
既然是用我们人用信心去接受，
And if it is received by faith,
你是以色列人， 你一样是要用信心去接受。
Whether you're an Israelite, you receive it by faith.
你是外邦人，你当然是用信心去接受。
Likewise, if you're a Gentile, you also receive this by faith.
大家都是用信心去接受神自己的恩典。
And we all receive by faith this grace of God.
所以这个隔断的墙就被打开了。
Therefore, this wall of enmity, then, it is taken down.
神所做的就是一件这样的事。
And this is the work which God have done.
但在人的心思的里头，总是有些解不开的裂。
Yet, in the heart of man, there is always this knot that cannot be untied.
明明神在旧约的里面用了这么长的时间来显明律法的功用。
God has clearly used so much of the time in the Old Testament to manifest to us the work of the law.
而且好像又给人一个观念，就是说只有活在律法底下的人，然后只是神所纪念的。
And to give us this concept seemingly that only those who live under the law are those who are remembered by God.
怎可以来到新约的时候神反悔呢？
Why is it now in the new covenant that God will go against this?
神说那件事情我不再执行了。
That God would say, no longer will I execute that plan.
我要用另外一个方式来进行。
Now let me use another way to do this.
弟兄姊妹，这个人心思里面的一个裂。
Brothers and sisters, this indeed is a knot in the man's thought.
尽管你说十字架是打开了那个人和人中间的那个隔断。
Even though you say that the work of the cross has taken away the wall, the barrier between men.
但人心思里面的那个东西非常非常不容易解开。
Yeah, what is contained within man is extremely difficult to remove.
用人的话来讲，
In man's words,
我们时时说先入为主。
We say that you're always the first impression counts.
你先有了观念，你就认定那个观念是这样的，你要转变那个观念很难。
So when that impression has been made, it's very difficult to change that way of thinking around.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
如果我们要看观念，
If we want to see what the concept
神就将它整个的事情是摆明给我们看见。
Then God shows us the complete picture.
神就叫我们看到一件什么事呢？
What does that show us?
我们今天开始从第三章里面所留意的就是那件事。
And this is the thing which we'll take note of in chapter 3 today.
神说人在神的面前根本是没有任何的界线的。
God says that between God and man, there is no barrier, man between man, there's no barriers whatsoever.
因为人在神的眼中，神只是看见他们都是亚当的后代。
Because in the sight of God, all men are but Adamic.
他的源头是出于亚当。
And our source is from Adam.
他们整个的生活思想态度的影响是直接从亚当那处来。
Therefore, our mind, our thoughts, our actions are all influenced and from Adam.
所以这帮亚当的后代在神的面前看来就是说完全相同的。
Therefore, in God's sight, this Adamic race, it is all the same.
并没有任何的区别在那里。
There is no difference at all.
但是问题就是说历史上面是有那一段神将以色列人和外邦人来做一个分隔。
Yet, in history, it seems to show us that there is a period of time where there's a separation between the Israelites and the Gentiles.
但是我们不能不要点出这个事实。
But we must point out this fact.
以色列人和外邦人的分隔这个是人的观念所得出来的结论。
The separation between the Israelites and the Gentiles is only a concept that is a conclusion by man alone.
你话有咩证据咁样讲
？And you question then, how can you say that？
如果我哋细心读旧约嘅圣经嘅话
，Now we're careful when we read the Bible in the Old Testament。
弟兄姊妹，你非常清楚睇到嘅。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this very clearly。
喺旧约嘅日子里边
，In the days of the Old Testament，
外邦人同样系喺神嘅纪念嘅底下。
The Gentiles are likewise under the remembrance of God。
神从来冇将外邦人拒绝过。
God has never refused, rejected the Gentiles。
以为外邦人系神所拒绝嘅，呢个系人嘅错觉。
That we would think that God rejects all the Gentiles is only our misconception。
弟兄姊妹，你可以从呢一点上面去注意到。
Brothers and sisters, we can take note of that from this point。
譬如话以色列人特别系蒙拣选，系因为佢哋有一个逾越节。
For example, we say that the Israelites are especially remembered because they have the Passover.
啊，这个逾越节呢，就让他们藉着羔羊的血能够得到拯救。
And this Passover is their salvation by the blood of the Lamb.
所以逾越节在人的在律法上的观念来看，这个是神给以色列人。
Therefore, under the influence of the law, the concept of the law, we think that the Passover is only given to the Israelites.
但弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到？
But brothers and sisters, have you taken note?
当你读律法的时候，
that when we read the law,
你看到逾越节呢？从以色列人这一方面来看，是有两个逾越节。
Now we see that from the view of the Israelites, there are two Passovers.
为什么会有两个逾越节呢？
Now you say, why are there two Passovers?
乃是说，
that is to say,
在头一个逾越节，
the first Passover,
以色列人因为特别的原因，他不能够去守。
For special reasons, the Israelites are not able to keep the Passover.
简单来说，譬如说他病了。
In other words, very simply, if
他睡在床上
面，
他不能动。
They were bedridden and they cannot
keep the Passover. 所以逾越节的时候，他不可以去参加过节。
Therefore, during the festival of the Passover, they cannot enter into the feast.
讲得严重的更多。
To be more severe.
刚刚他家死了人。
Perhaps there was a death in the family.
他要处理那个丧事。
And they have to deal with the burial.
所以他接触过死亡的事情。
And because they have touched about the matters of death.
所以按照律法的观念上面来看，他就是沾染了污秽。
Therefore, according to the concept of the law, then they have been defiled.
他沾染了污秽，他就不能够去守逾越节。
Now, because they're defiled, they cannot keep the Passover.
那不能够守逾越节。这个问题很严重吗？
Now it's very serious if you cannot keep the Passover.
因为神嘅话说，如果不守逾越节的那个人就应该要被要从民中剪除。
Now, for the word of God tells us, for those who do not keep the Passover, they have to be cut off from the people.
这个话要将他处死。
In other words, they are put to death.
你说我又不是说不想过逾越节，但我没条件过。
Then you say it's not because I don't want to keep the Passover, but I cannot.
再一个原因。
Another reason.
逾越节的时候我出了外面。
During the Passover, I'm outside.
我没在以色列人的社区的中间。
And I'm not within the camp of the Israelites.
我怎么过逾越节？
How can I keep the Passover?
这些是很具体的问题。
And these are very practical issues.
但感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
神和摩西就作一个补充的指示，就是说。
Then God gives another command to Moses.
可以俾呢啲咁样嘅人有第二次机会去睇当年守逾越节。
Then these people who missed the Passover can have another chance to keep the Passover within the year.
呢个对以色列人嚟讲嘅。
Now this is spoken to the Israelites.
但对外邦人呢？
But for the Gentiles,
如果有外邦人，他们愿意好像以色列人一样咁守逾越节呢？
If there are any Gentiles who are willing to keep the Passover as the Israelites do.
但他们是外邦人。
Yeah, they are Gentiles.
逾越节同他们没关系。
The Passover has nothing to do with them.
逾越节的历史同他们完全没相干的。
The history, the origin of the Passover has nothing to do with these Gentiles.
他又说要来守逾越节， 又要来说守逾越节。
Yet these foreigners say, yes, I also want to keep the Passover.
那给不给他守呢？
Now can they keep the Passover?
神说给他。
God says, yes.
你让他行割礼。
Allow them to be circumcised.
这样他就可以一同同以色列人去守逾越节。
Then together they can keep the Passover with the Israelites.
当然我不详细去提到里面的事情。
Of course, I cannot go into detail of these matters.
我是要让弟兄姊妹去注意到一件事。
But I want brothers and sisters to take note of.
当你留意到在律法里面的事情的时候,
that when we pay careful attention to the matters of the law,
你非常清楚能够找到律法并没有将以色列人和外邦人隔绝。
Very clearly, we see that the law did not separate the Israelites and the Gentiles.
再有一件事情弟兄姊妹应该好
And another matter we should be very familiar with.
如果你读过旧约那个先知约拿书的时候,
if we have read through the Old Testament, the book of Jonah,
你就更加清楚了解得到这一点。
Even more clear, you can see this point.
神要对付尼尼微城。
God was to deal with the city of Nineveh.
但是神是留下 机会给他们去回转,
Yet God has also given them a chance to repent.
我不详细提那件事情,
I won't go into that event in detail.
我只是说,
but I say,
当约拿这个人他不够了解神的心思,
when this man, Jonah, would not be able to understand the heart of God,
同时他也很认为神不应该去悦纳外邦人,
and at the same time, Jonah thought that God should not accept the Gentiles.
但是他又知道神的性情, 是乐意向人来显出怜悯的。
Yet at the same time, Jonah also realizes by nature God is willing to extend his mercy to man.
所以神差遣约拿的时候呢，他就逃避。
So when God sent Jonah to Nineveh, he escaped.
神用各样的方法将他阻挡，逼到他一定要去到尼尼微。
God had to use many methods to hinder him, to force him that he must go to Nineveh.
结果他就去到尼尼微宣告神的审判。
As a result, he went to Nineveh and he proclaimed the judgment of God upon them.
当时尼尼微的人呢，他们就听见神的宣告就悔改。
At that time, when the people of Nineveh heard the judgment of God, they repented.
当然他们悔改神带出来的 那个结果就是赦免咯。
Of course they repented because the result of that is forgiveness by God.
约拿就好心里不情愿了。
Jonah was not willing to do this.
他就赌气要在神的面前看。
And so, and he went against God and had to sit and see how God will deal with the city of Nineveh.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But praise and thank God.
因为约拿的谷气。
Because Jonah was so frustrated.
神就藉着这个机会来发表他的心思。
Through this event, God manifests his heart to us.
他说在尼尼微城的里头,
He says that in the city of Nineveh,
不能够分辨左手右手的有多少人。
There are so many of them that cannot tell from the right and left.
还有很多的牲畜。
And there are so many beasts.
我岂可以不纪念他呢?
How can I not remember them?
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
Brothers and sisters, you take note.
这个事情是发生在 旧约的日子,
this event happened during the time of the Old Testament.
如果按照人对律法的误解,
now then, according to man's misunderstanding of
Nineveh,
the law, then the city of Nineveh and all that is in it ought to be put to death. And God ought to punish them. How can God forgive them?
但感谢赞美我们的主,
but praise and thank our Lord. The heart of God not only remembers Israel. God remembers upon all those who are created according to his own image.
所以神在旧约的里面选选以色列人只是工作的次序的先后的问题。
Therefore, in the work of God, in the Old Testament, when God chose the Israelites, it's only the order in which his work is executed.
所以我们读新约圣经的时候,我们读到一个这样的事情。
Therefore, in the New Testament, when we read these words.
主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人在 在家井旁谈话的里面的时候,
it is during the conversation when the Lord Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well Shikar.
他就特别提到一件事情,
he said this to the woman.
他说救恩是从犹太人起头的。
That salvation first begins with the Jews.
但弟兄们你注意,
but brothers and sisters,
我们的主不是说救恩是
The Lord did not say that salvation is only for the Jews.
而是说救恩是从犹太人那里出来。
But it says that the salvation begins first with the Jews.
然后到罗马书的时候呢, 圣灵用保罗就很清楚地指出。
And then in the book of Romans, very clearly, the Holy Spirit uses Paul to point this out.
神工作的次序是先是犹太人,
that it is first the Jews and then the Scythians.
犹太人就是以色列。
And for the Jews, it is Israel.
希利尼人就是外邦人.
And the Scythians are the Gentiles.
神工作的次序是先在以色列人中间做.
For the work of God, the order is first amongst the Israelites.
然后作到成功了,就然在外邦人当中来做.
And when that is complete, then the work of God will shift the focus to the Gentiles. Brothers and sisters, this is the principle in which God works.
如同我们说,神要叫万有都在基督里面同归于一.
Just as we say that God is to call up some of all things together as one in Christ. Now how does God first begin this work? He first begins this work upon man. God wants to first
begin man,
and then through this to expand throughout the universe. Brothers and sisters, this is the way, the principle in which God works. From partial until the totality. Likewise, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God's principle in which He works has never changed. Therefore, when we're in Ephesians chapter
3,
here, Paul will reveal the heart of God in this way to us. Now, let us take note how does chapter 3 begin. Now, I've already used much time to get into chapter 3 to review some of the things we mentioned before. But if I did not do that review, then we have maybe have forgotten, or other brothers and sisters who have missed it cannot follow on. So we must make mention of what happened in the past. And then let us take note how this chapter 3 began.
他说因此,
4.
怎样因此法?
For what? For this cause.
就是因为以前上面第一章第二章里面所提过的事情.
And it's because of all these things we mentioned in chapter 1 and 2.
特别是第二章后面所提到的.
Especially what's mentioned at the end of chapter 2.
藉着十字架的救恩打开了. 以色列人和外邦人的界线.
That is through the salvation of the cross, the barrier has been removed from the Gentiles and the Israelites.
神在救恩的里面去产生一个新造的人.
In the salvation of God, there is this new man that is brought about. And this new man is a corporate man. When we read on, we will see this very clearly. It is not an individual, but a corporate man. God is to build this corporate man to be the holy temple of God. At the same time, to be a spiritual habitation of God. And because of this,
第三章就说了,因此,
chapter 3 says, for this cause,
怎么因此呢?
For which cause?
就是因为上面讲过这么多,这么多,这么多的事,
for the cause which we have went about before in these chapters.
因为是这样的事情,
because of such cause,
神就引出第三章底下保罗所讲的说话.
God brings about what Paul is telling us here in chapter 3.
他说因此,
therefore,
他说我保罗呢, 是为了你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷.
I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, bow the knee.
我先让弟兄姊妹去留意到保罗在这处去声明
I want first, brothers and sisters, to take note of the fact, the position which Paul stands when he says these words. Of course, the words which he say are words which God wants him to say. But what position is Paul standing as he speaks these words? According to man's eyes, Paul is an Israelite. Therefore, he is obviously standing in the position speaking to the Israelites. But thank God.
保罗在这个地方摆出了一个非常清楚的事实.
Here, Paul clearly tells us of this fact.
他不是站在以色列人的立场来讲话.
He is not standing on the viewpoint of an Israelite as he says these words.
他是站在神的立场上面去讲话.
But he is standing on the position of God as he speaks these words.
他是将神的心思来向人发表.
He is expounding the desire of God to man.
他不是讲他自己的话.
Paul is not saying his own words.
他又不是讲他自己的倾向和他的理想。
And Paul is not telling us what he thinks is ideal or his inclination.
他是讲神要他讲的话。
But he is saying the words which God desires for him to say.
他要讲神的话的时候,
now as Paul says he is to speak the word of God.
他的立场和他的身份是非常非常的微妙。
His identity and his viewpoint is very unique here.
他怎么说呢?
What does Paul say?
他说我, 为着你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的,
Paul says, for this cause I Paul the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
在这里特别提到两件事,
here it mentions two things.
第一件事情就是说, 我是为着你们外邦人来作工的人。
First he says, I'm working for you Gentiles.
第二件事情就是说, 我如今是被耶稣基督
Secondly, he says, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹,这件事情就很有趣了。
Brothers and sisters, then we find this very interesting.
你为着外邦人去做主差遣他的工,
you say that you work for the Gentiles according to the work which the Lord has sent you.
如今你又成为主所运你,讲容易明白一点。 你如今成为主将你监禁起上来的人。
And so, then to be more clear, now you say that you have been a prisoner, a captive of the Lord Jesus Christ.
丁兄们,你有没有留意到这件事情本身是很矛盾的呢?
Brothers and sisters, do you see that this seems to be in conflict with each other? For example, if I say now, John,
你跟我下去买些东西好不好?
You go and buy something for me.
但是, 我又用锁链将他锁在这里。
Yet, I would put him in shackles here.
弟兄姊妹,你说这件事情是不是很矛盾?
Brothers and sisters, do you say that is conflicting?
我将锁链锁住他,他怎么去跟我买东西?
I would bound him here, yet how can I send him to buy something for
me? 弟兄姊妹,你读这句话,你就读到这件事。
Brothers and sisters, when you read this verse here, you see that.
保罗在外邦人中间作工,
that Paul is to work amongst the Gentiles.
那是神差遣他去,
because God has sent him.
是主安排他去,
the Lord have arranged for him.
啊, 你要去到外邦人中间作工,
you have to work amongst the Gentiles.
但是然后的话, 主要将他运起上来,
but the Lord says, now I have imprisoned you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we find this very interesting.
保罗也没有保留的将他自己的实在的情形
Without any withholding, Paul makes known to us his actual situation.
按照一般情形来讲,
according to the general situation,
坐监的人是,
those who are in prison, then they're not someone who is good.
讲一般的情形来讲,
now that is the general situation.
不是好地地,为什么人家运起你呢?
If you're a good person, why would you be in prison?
但弟兄姊妹保罗在这里, 你没得这么多看到, 被困在监的里面的,
yet, in this situation, when Paul makes known to us he is in prison, but not any shame whatsoever for the fact that he is indeed in prison.
为什么?
Why? Brothers and sisters, that is where the secret is.
在人来看,
according to man,
他是被罗马人困住的,
he was imprisoned by the Romans.
虽然那个起因是犹太人,
even though the source of that, the reason of that was incited by the Israelites.
但真正执行监禁他的是罗马人,
and it was the actual Romans who imprisoned him.
但这个是从表面上去看,
yet that is only looking at the situation very much on the surface by the phenomenon.
但实际上面呢,
but in fact,
不是罗马人将他运起上来,
it is not the Romans who imprisoned him,
是主自己亲自将他运起上来,
but it's the Lord himself who imprisoned Paul.
弟兄姊妹,你就觉得稀奇了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you find this amazing.
为什么主要将他运起上来?
Why is it that the Lord will imprison Paul?
讲起上来,又要讲历史了。
When we want to get into this, we have to go into history.
但我没有这么多的时间,
but I don't have so much time here.
在这一次,在交通里面来讲,
to share with you the details of history this time.
只能够轻轻一提,
but I only lightly mention.
保罗认识了主之后,
after Paul knows the Lord,
主在他身上有很多的操作,
the Lord has much work that he has done
upon Paul.
And then Paul, God sent Paul out to be a testimony for him.
主明明告诉他,
but as the Lord sent Paul, the Lord clearly told Paul,
你作工的对象是外邦人,
you are to work amongst the Gentiles.
你作工的范围在外邦人的中间,
and the boundary which you work are amongst the Gentiles.
这是神很清楚,
God clearly showed that is the arrangement which he made upon Paul.
我们读使徒行传,
when we read Acts, we can see that.
但是保罗心里面有个火热,
but in the heart of Paul, he has the zeal.
因为他觉得,
because he felt,
我在外邦人中间作工, 外邦人很多很多很心里面受吸引来要拣选主。
Because as he worked amongst the Gentiles, he can see that they have a desire in their hearts to choose the Lord.
但他回头来看自己的民族,
yet when he reflect and look at his own race, his people,
或者看回他自己的同胞,
or to see his own countrymen,
外邦人是更火热、更踊跃的来拣选主,
the Gentiles were so zealous to choose the Lord, to come to the Lord.
而我们本族的人, 都是这样来抵挡主,
yet for my own countrymen, how we resist the Lord.
所以他心里面是一个很大的火热,
therefore in his heart there was this great zeal.
他说我要回到犹太人中间去作见证,
he says I must go back to the Jewish people to bear this testimony.
因为以我的背景来讲, 我对犹太人应该有很大的说服力,
because according to my own background, I should be able to convince them very greatly.
因为从前我是反对主很厉害的,
because I was also one who previously rebelled against the Lord very greatly.
我甚至是对付神的教会, 对付信主的人是到了非常非常 严重的地步,
even to a point I greatly opposed and persecuted the church and those who believe in the Lord.
但是神竟然赦免我,
yet God have pardoned me,
又拣选我来服侍他,
and have chosen me to serve him.
如果凭着我这个背景, 回到我自己的人中间来作见证,
now according to this background which I have to go back to my own people to share this testimony,
他们一定很容易去接受主,
I'm sure very easily they'll come to believe in the Lord.
丁姊妹人的想法都会, 很多时候是这样,
brothers and sisters, very easily men will think in this way.
但弟兄姊妹你晓得这个想法是抵触一个很严重的属灵的原则,
but brothers and sisters, you must realize such a way of thinking really undermines a very good spiritual principle.
究竟你是靠自己作工,
and that fact is, do we work according to ourselves or do we trust in the Lord to work?
这个热心就是靠自己作工,
and such a zeal which Paul had was according to his own desire.
他忘记了主对他的差遣,
he forgot that commission which the Lord,
所以他一次硬是他不理会神对他的阻挡，他是都要回到耶路撒冷向犹太人传道。
So one time he resisted the guidance of the Lord and he must go back to Jerusalem to preach to the Jews.
结果神就容许他被人捉了。
The result was God allowed for him to be arrested.
从耶路撒冷就带他去到撒玛利亚。
From Jerusalem to send him to Samaria.
由撒瑪利亞就帶他去到羅馬,
and from Samaria to send him to Rome.
他就是這樣坐在監裡,
and that was how he was imprisoned in Rome.
別人以為保羅是做了不知什麼壞事,
in other people's view, perhaps Paul does something bad.
但保羅心裡明白,
but Paul knows in his heart,
不是人來監禁我,
that man did not put me in prison,
是因為我不信服主,
but because I did not obey the Lord.
我不重視主的權柄,
I did not pay attention to the authority of the Lord.
我重視一些好的事情, 是過於主的權柄,
but I only focus on the good things more than the Lord's authority.
事情雖然是好,
and even though it was a good thing,
但是因为越过了主的权柄这个界线,
yet because I've surpassed the boundary of the Lord,
所以主就将我运起上来,
therefore the Lord put me in prison,
我就成了主耶稣基督的监犯,
and therefore I've become the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄们你留意我们中文圣经的翻译就说我为基督耶稣被囚的,
therefore in the Chinese translation he was in prison because of the Lord.
好像被人一个观念就是说他为主做了一些事, 所以意识到人家不接受主, 所以就将他关起上来。
And when we read the translation, perhaps we think it's for the sake of the Lord, he did something and man did not receive that well and so imprisoned Paul.
表面上看来真是这样,
on the surface it looks to be that way,
但实际上不是这样,
but the fact is not so.
保罗自己很清楚知道,
Paul himself knows full well,
我因为不服主的权柄,
it is because I did not submit to the authority of the Lord,
主就将我运起上来,
therefore the Lord put me in the cell,
是主对我的管教,
and this is the discipline of the Lord towards me,
是主要我接受一些破碎,
it is for the Lord to break me,
叫我留意得到我不是凭自己去作工,
so that I would know I did not work according to myself.
保罗未曾经过呢件事情。
Now before Paul experienced this，
佢会好觉得佢有恩赐，佢有本领。
That he is very capable and he has the gifts。
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord。
主让佢喺呢个咁样嘅经历嘅里头去认识到。
The Lord lets Paul understand through this experience。
唔系靠我嘅热心。
It's not by my zeal.
又唔系靠我嘅本事。
Not by my own ability. 更
加唔系靠我嘅恩赐。
Even more so, not by the gift.
我能够服侍主。
That I can serve the Lord.
我做过愚昧嘅事。
I've done things foolishly.
所以主将我运起上嚟。
So the Lord has put me in prison.
而且我喺当中学功课。
And I can learn this lesson.
感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
Praise and thank God.
呢个系保罗当时佢交通出嚟嗰个意思。
Now this is the meaning of Paul's words here as he shares with us.
翻译中文圣经嘅时候呢。人的想法就是说哇说耶稣运是主自己运他起上来好像想不通。
In the Chinese translation, it cannot be understood when they said that he is imprisoned by the Lord himself.
所以就自作聪明就将他修改一下。
And so man would change the translation a bit here.
变成为耶稣基督被囚。
So that he was in prison
为主被囚
for the sake of the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你读英文圣经，你会读到嗰个原来嘅意思。
But brothers and sisters, when we read the English translation, we can see the original meaning.
我唔系人哋将我运起上嚟噶。
No other have put me in prison.
我又唔系为咗主嘅缘故俾人运上嚟。
And I'm not in prison for the Lord's sake.
我系主耶稣基督嘅监犯。
But I am the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
系主耶稣基督将我运起上嚟。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself who has imprisoned me.
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
Now, brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God.
一个灵里边苏醒嘅保罗，佢睇见主嘅手。
Paul, who is alert in his spirit, see the working hand of the Lord.
佢非常非常信服嘅接受主俾佢呢个咁样嘅环境。
Therefore, he is able to very submissively accept the situation which the Lord has placed him in.
主要将我运起上嚟，我就接受主将我运起上嚟。
If the Lord delights to imprison me, I will accept to be imprisoned by him.
但感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
主将佢运起上嚟。
The Lord imprisons him.
但系唔系等于主取消咗佢服侍主嘅资格。
Yet that does not mean God has disqualified Paul from service.
主要将佢运起上嚟，系为佢。将他带入一个更深的造就。
The Lord imprisons Paul to bring him to be edified even greater.
不单只是在生命上面接受更深的造就。
Not only in Paul's own life that he will be edified even more deeply.
而且在预备服侍主的事上面呢又带他去接受一个更深的学习。
But even in the matter of service to lead Paul in a deeper training in this matter of service.
在这样被主监禁起上来的时候主叫他晓得主自己嘅秘密。
Now it's during this time when Paul was in prison, God made known to him the secret, the mystery of God.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意到。
Therefore, you pay attention, brothers and sisters.
佢话我呢一个为耶，我呢个俾主耶稣运起上嚟嘅人。
He says, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ,
系为咗你哋外邦人
，for you Gentiles,
作工嘅。
I'm working for you.
啊，所以你哋都会知道。
So you will know.
为了这个这样的原因神将一个秘密给过我。
Because of this, God has given me this mystery.
所以底下弟兄姊妹你看到他说你知道神将这个这样的即事来交给我同时呢又将一个福音的奥秘来启示给我。
How that by revelation he made unto me the mystery and also the knowledge of the mystery.
弟兄姊妹我们特别注意。
Brothers and sisters, let us take note.
我哋中文圣经又加上咗福音嘅奥秘。
Here in the Chinese translation, it seems to add on the mystery of the gospel.
我估唔加咗个福音的呢三个字咧，就更加清楚。
Now it would be even more clear if those in the Chinese translation this was not added on the gospel's mystery.
啊，就系话神将一个奥秘讲俾我知。
But the fact that God has revealed to me this mystery.
一个乜嘢嘅奥秘呢
？Now what is this mystery？
秘奥秘即系话一个秘密。
And so this mystery is a secret。
神将个秘密话咗俾我听。
God has made known to me this secret。
呢个秘密我曾经略略同你哋提过。
Now I somewhat wrote to you about in a few words of this mystery。
但系如今我要更清楚嘅咧，同讲俾你哋知啦。
But now I'm to tell you even more clearly about this mystery。
佢话呢个秘密系神嘅秘密。
Now this secret is the secret of God。
呢个秘密系神喺创世之前。就存喺神嘅心思嘅里边。
The secret has been kept in the heart of God even before the creation of the world.
神从来冇同人讲过。
God have never made this known to man before.
一直等到如今。
Until now.
时候到,
now in the fullness of the dispensation of time, God has revealed the secret.
怎么打开法呢?
Now how does God reveal the secret?
他就说,这个秘密呢,就是,话了给我听。
Now, Paul says, the secret was made known to me.
所以弟兄们,你留意到第七节就说,
so pay attention, brothers and sisters, verse 7.
他说他做了福音的执事。
He says that he has made a minister of the gospel.
是照着神的恩赐来,和他所运行的大能,想赐给他的。
That Paul was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto him by the effectual working of God's power.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
神把保罗放在一个这样的职事上面。
God has placed Paul in such a ministry.
在这个职事里面, 神将他的秘密告诉他。
And in this ministry, God has made known this secret to Paul.
当然不是单单是告诉他。
Of course, the secret is not only to Paul.
但是完全的解开呢, 是神告诉他。
But it was completely revealed to Paul.
在历史历代以来, 神都隐隐约约的讲过。
Throughout the generation and ages, God have hiddenly somewhat told us about.
但是不像保罗讲得那么 清楚,
but the secret was not made known as clear as it was to Paul in past ages.
但弟兄们你注意,
now, brothers and sisters, think I mentioned to you many things of the Old Testament.
这个就在旧约的时候,神向在旧约里面的先知所流露出来的一点一滴。
That is, even with all those things of the Old Testament, what God has made known little bit by little bit to the prophets.
但是呢,
but they're only a little bit.
你在当时,
at those times, you can know
something.
But you cannot substantially know
about it.
For example, you see the Passover, you know the fact that God accepts the
Gentiles.
But we cannot see the reality to what point the Gentiles are accepted. When we read the book of Isaiah, we also see that God accepts the Gentiles. Likewise, from the book of Isaiah, we cannot fully understand what point God accepts the Gentiles. But we praise and thank our Lord. Now, after the finished salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul is used by God to accept this secret.
这个秘密就讲出了外邦人在神的面前被神接受是接受到一个什么样的程度。
This secret shows us then for the Gentiles to what degree are the Gentiles accepted of by God to what degree.
弟兄姊妹我们未能看到那个程度之前,
now brothers and sisters, before we look into what degree,
我想弟兄姊妹你去体会一下神的心思。
I want brothers and sisters first to stand in God's position.
神在创世之前神有一个秘密。
Now God says, I have the secret before the foundation of the world.
秘密即是说, 不容让不是公开给人去知道。
Now a secret means it is not made known publicly, made known to others.
我心里面有个秘密。
Yet there's the secret in my heart.
但我不可以告诉你知。
Yet I cannot tell you of the
secret. 如果我告诉你知, 那个就不是秘密。
If I told you, no longer would it be a secret.
所以我一直要保守在我自己的心思里面。
And so I have to keep the secret in my heart.
这个叫做秘密。
That is a secret.
但弟兄姊妹神有一个秘密。
Now, brothers and sisters, God has this secret.
神放在他心里面很久很久。
The secret was placed in the heart of God for a very long time. Because even before the foundation of this world, there was this secret.
提到创世之前神有这个秘密。
When we say before the foundation of the world,
我不同弟兄姊妹提一件事。
Then I must tell brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹你以为主耶稣钉十字架这件事情是何时安排的呢?
Now, when you see the Lord Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross, when do you think that was made? That was decided. We would feel, oh, perhaps it was only decided after Adam failed.
当然你说最远就是亚当失堕落的时候神安排。
Of course, that's the furthest we can go is after Adam failed, so this arrangement was made.
这个我们可以有创世纪第三章。 的说话来去印证。
Now with that, we can have the words of Genesis chapter 3 to confirm that for us.
但弟兄姊妹你只能够说, 如果从安排上面，具体嘅安排上面，你系从创世纪第三章里面睇到。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps you can say, in the practical arrangement, we can see that only begin in Genesis chapter 3.
但系究竟系咪神喺第三章创世纪然后至安排呢
？But the fact is that God only made that arrangement after Genesis chapter 3.
我哋就好容易忽略咗呢个点。
Now, very easily we'll neglect this point.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
总有一日。
One day,
你会发现一件事。
We'll discover this.
原来唔系喺亚当堕落嘅时候，神至安排十字架嘅救恩。
That it was not after the fall of Adam that God made this arrangement of the salvation of the cross.
唔系喺皮子做衣服嗰个时候，神至安排十字架嘅救恩。
It was not after the fall that God made this garments out of skin that He made this arrangement known to us.
又唔系喺宣告女人嘅后裔要伤蛇嘅头嘅时候。去预备这个救恩。
It was also not after the proclamation that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head that this arrangement was made.
究竟是几时去预备呢?
Then when was this arrangement made?
我们只能够感谢主。
We can only thank the Lord.
因为主俾我们看到在创世之前
Because the Lord shows us, even before the foundation of the world, this salvation plan was already prepared. Not only did you and I did not exist that the salvation was planned, that even before Adam existed, the salvation was devised. Brothers and sisters, we can see that in 1 Peter chapter 1.
是讲到羔羊的血
when it says,
是在创世之前就被神看见。
That even the blood of the lamb was seen by God before the foundation of the world.
羔羊的血那是十字架的救赎完成的那个手续。
And the blood of the lamb is what finished the transaction of the cross.
但是从几时是安排这件事呢?
Yet, when did God make this arrangement?
说创世之前。
This plan was made even before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God. In this God who is all-knowing, He made known to us that because before any of us existed, He already knew our end.
他就已经为我们预备好各样我们所必须要有。
And He has already made known to us the provision which we all will need.
这个是神心里面的秘密。
And this is the secret that is in the heart of God.
但神讲不出口给人听。
Yet God cannot express this to us.
因为如果在亚当的时候神就讲了。
Because if God made known to Adam at this time,
亚当的反应就是说神啊你看不起我。
Now, then Adam would say to God, God, you look down on me.
如果在以后的日子里面来讲呢
If God said it later on.
尤其是在现在这个这样所谓科学这么发达的日子里面来讲。
Especially in the present day when technology and the resources are so abundant.
弟兄姊妹你晓得人的反应就是说。
You know man's response will be.
神啊你看衰了我。
God, you belittle me.
我们现在已经几乎可以做复制人了。
Well, we can do so much now, even cloning.
啊，你仲话我要我们这帮人要被赎罪。
And you even only talk about the atonement of our sin.
我们就来发展到一个地步同你一样了。
We are going to develop to be just like you.
你仲讲你这样的事。
And you still say such things to us.
知道你晓得环境好像不容许神讲这个话。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like there is no opportune time for God to tell us this secret. Now because I've already gone off on a tangent, I'll keep on going.
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
最近的事情,
the recent developments.
就不是就说了那个干细胞的研究有一个新的方法。
That there's a new way, look at the stem cells.
可以唔使用到胚胎啦。
And so no longer do you have to use
所以根本就唔使杀，即系唔使去接触到话杀害生命嘅嗰个问题啦。
So no matter then will it become an issue of morality about killing life？
如果顶尖你留意嘅话，就系前两三日嘅消息。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, it's recent news a few days ago。
就可以用人嘅皮肤就可以发展个干细胞啦。
You can just use the skin cells to come derive the stem cells.
然后个细胞如果继续发展嘅，就咪做人出嚟咯。
And so when you use those cells and continue to develop and work at it, you can make man.
你睇到呢啲咁嘅消息，你以为系点样咧？
Brothers and sisters, when you see such things, what do you think about
that? 你以为真系人系万能嘅？
And you really think man is so powerful?
不过我啱啱睇到另外一方面嘅事。
But I see on the contrary.
我告诉弟兄姊妹,
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters,
我一点都不震惊,
when I see such news, I'm not astonished at all.
有些基督徒就很震惊, 哇, 这样对将来传福音就很难了。
Some Christians might say, oh, I'm just shocked and it's very difficult for us to preach the gospel.
人的心思里面有多重的阻挡了。
In man's heart, there's yet another barrier.
但弟兄姊妹,你想深一层。
But brothers and sisters, think deeper.
不是加多一层传福音的阻挡。
It is not to add another barrier for us to preach the gospel.
是增加一层。 傳福音的那個內容,
but it is to increase yet another content which we can use to preach the gospel.
如果你懂得,
brothers and sisters, if you say from the skin cells you can develop these stem cells,
这个干细胞如果发展成为人的话呢,
and if these stem cells can be developed into man,
这个做出来那个人的皮肤又可以继续发展,
and then the skin cells of the person from these stem cells can develop yet again.
弟兄姊妹,你会发现一个什么事实?
Brothers and sisters, you will discover what fact?
人的生命是有不死的条件,
that man is qualified, is already built in with this uniqueness that is undying.
但是人的实况呢,是你非死不可。
But the reality of man is you must die.
你有条件,但是你不能够享用那个条件。
Man is qualified to not die, but yet we cannot enjoy that result.
是一回什么事?
What is the reason?
弟兄姊妹,这个事情不是说今天是很新鲜的,不过平时我们没有留意。
Brothers and sisters, this is not fresh news at all, but we do not pay attention to it.
如果你留意的话,你可以在植物的生长里面,你可以发现这件事。
If we pay attention, we can see this through life.
你在低等动物的
We can discover this phenomenon even from the very basic life form.
但因为你平时,
but the fact is we do not pay attention to these things. But when you say the skin cells can develop into the stem cells and then to form man,
啊, 我们说这件事是大事,
we say that is a great thing.
我们就觉得是紧张的,
and so we are very anxious.
啊,弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
不是大事,
it is not a great thing.
主的话说在日光之下没有新事,
the Lord's words tell us there is nothing new under the sun.
现在有的事从前就有了,
what exists now have existed before.
不过现在我们才发现我们后知后觉,
no, but it's only now we discover it because we're dull and slow to know.
弟兄姊妹,当你留意到这些事的时候,
brothers and sisters, when you take note of these things,
你非常清楚晓得一切的生物那个生命的本身是有一个不死的,
but we must realize one thing is in the biology of life, man is already qualified to be equipped with this undying life.
但是事实上面,
but the fact shows us throughout history, there is not one form of life that does not need to die.
什么原因?
What is the reason for that? Scientific facts cannot prove that. And you cannot find that answer in philosophy.
你回到神的话里面,你就找到答案。
Yet you go back to the word of God, you can see this.
你有那个条件,但是你不能够有那个结局。
We have that qualification, yet we cannot enjoy that result.
那是因为罪的进入。
That is because of sin.
罪的进入就叫这个生命受到挫折。
Sin has entered in as has damaged this life.
虽然神在那里准许,从生命继续可以
Therefore, even from this event, that life can continue to have that life be prolonged.
我还说多些这么多东西,
I will share even a little bit more.
因为横掉,我今天都不拿到我的结论。
That's because today I do not have time to enter and finish this anyway. So let me share a little bit so you can take note of this.
弟兄姊妹,除非现在有新的发现,如果不是的话,在我自己个人的那个 那个所知道的事上面呢,事情就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, unless there will be newer development, this is my understanding that I have now.
当一个BB女生下来的时候,
that when a baby is born, there's a baby girl that is born,
在她的体内, 在她的身体里面,
in her body.
虽然还未曾发育完成,
even before she is fully matured and developed.
但是她能够生育的那个能力已经是存在在那里,
yet the fact that she is able to produce life is already exists in this baby girl.
你都晓得,
brothers and sisters, you know.
妇女能够生育就是因为那个卵子的问题。
The fact that a woman is able to produce, reproduce is because of the egg.
但是你知道那个卵子是几时存留在那里的?
Brothers and sisters, do you know how, when that egg was kept, remained?
我们的想象就是说它发育完成之后,
In our mind, it's only when she comes to through adolescence that she is mature, then that egg is formed.
但是研究学问的人就说,
but those who do research say no.
在她生下来的时候就已经有,
but that egg is already in the baby girl when she is born.
她发育成全的时候呢, 那她就显出来,
but it's only when she is physically developed then that egg is mature.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
一个BB女一生下来, 她就已经有了那个生育那个,
even from the time of birth, the baby girl is equipped to be able to reproduce. And so you say, then where does that qualification come from for her? It is from the mom.
那她母体里面, 一代一代这样下来的时候,
then you go and follow the route and say, from the mom to mom, how is that continue on.
从最早的祖宗的说来的咯,
it is from the very beginning.
弟兄姊妹, 你如果读希伯来书第, 你就已经读到这件事,
brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Hebrews, you can read this.
啊, 他说, 亚伯拉罕献祭给, 给谁啊? 给, 马土撒拉的时候,
and then Melchizedek. That when Abraham offered to
Melchizedek,
when Abraham offered to Melchizedek,
他说利未已经在他的腰里面,
it said that already Levi was already in his loins.
即是说利未都还未曾生出来, 亚伯拉罕在那树做一件事情, 那件事情利未有份,
that even before Levi was born, yet when Abraham offered that sacrifice to Melchizedek, Levi had a portion.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一切的事情, 如果我们平常留意的时候, 我们留意到, 生命那个条件,
all these things, when we pay attention normally, generally, then we see the qualification of life.
圣经是这样讲,
the Bible tells us,
动植物的那个现象是这样印证,
even the phenomenon of those of things around us, then we must ask that, we need to ask that question.
可以永生,
we are qualified to have eternal life.
可以一直活下去,
we can continue to live on.
为什么不能活下去?
Why is it then we cannot?
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
人找不到答案,
man cannot find the answer.
神将答案告诉我们,
God tells us the answer.
人的罪打断了, 神最先创造人的时候的安排,
it is because of sin. Sin entered in, have made the barrier for the original purpose of God. But we praise and thank our God. God himself uses salvation to make this atonement. I won't go into
more.
I have to go back to Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we say there's a secret in the heart of God.
神忍住, 一路不讲,
God is holding on to this secret and cannot say it and cannot make known to us.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, if you were one holding a secret, you know that holding on to a secret is extremely stressful. Especially those who love to talk.
啊, 有时呢,你叫他,你不要说别人的,叫人家告诉他,叫他不要说,他都说了,
even when you tell someone a secret, remember, you did not hear this from me, but they even tell the others that you're the one who told the secret. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely difficult to keep a secret.
但感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
神有一个秘密,
God has the secret.
长久以来,
for the longest time,
从过去的永远, 一路到十字架的救恩完成,
from eternity past until the finished work of the cross,
他忍住, 不讲,
God is holding on to the secret and cannot tell us. But it seems like at some times God could not contain himself, must make some hints to us.
为什么?
Why?
因为那件事情实在是对人是一个很大的安慰,
because indeed those That secret is a great comfort to man.
神心里面巴不得人能够快的咁多地受安慰。
God is so willing for man to be comforted even before.
但事实上面他真的不能够在那个时候讲。
But God cannot make known that secret at that time yet.
但是又好难叫神忍住不讲。
But it's very difficult for God to contain himself and not make it known to us.
你就心里看到。
So we can see that.
神讲女人的后裔漏了的这么多出来。
When God told us the seed of the woman, he dropped a hint for us.
神用皮子做衣服是讲了的这么多出来。
When God made the garments out of skin, he gave a hint for us.
神用先知里面的说话又讲了的这么多出来。
And through all the words of the prophets, God told us many hints.
但虽然是漏了的这么多口风。
And even though he gave us those hints,
但那个秘密始终没讲出来。
But yet he did not outright tell us what that secret is.
因为神还一直要 等忍到十字架的救恩完成。
But God had to forbear and forbear until the finished work of the cross.
现在保罗就将它发表出来了。
And now Paul makes known this secret.
他说这个秘密是什么呢?
He says, what is this secret?
弟兄们注意第六节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 6.
他说这个秘密就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面藉着福音得以同为后嗣同为一体。
And this is the secret that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by his gospel.
丁志慧,原来这个秘密就是说,
Brothers and sisters, the secret is
神心思的里面,
that in the heart of
God,
that is for all to be fellow heirs of the same grace.
虽然在神工作的阶段那个安排有先有后,
though in the arrangement of God's work, there's an order, first and last.
但是神给人的那个结局是一个相共同的结局。
But the result for all men is it's the same result.
你进入神这个挽回的恩典的里面,
when you enter into this atonement grace of God,
你所承接的是完全一样,
you accept all the same thing. There's no two different things. Whether you're Israel,
你是外邦人,
or a Gentile,
这个不是区别,
that is not the difference.
弟兄姊妹,你特别注意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
回到第二章,
when we go back to chapter 2,
你记得一句说话,
you remember these words.
你们按住人来讲是外邦人,
according to man, you are Gentiles.
在神的主约上面是局外人,
and you're outsiders of the covenant of God.
在神的面前是没有指望没有神,
and before God, you are those without hope and without God.
这是外邦人在律法显明的时候的那个,
and this is the external phenomenon of the Gentiles when the law was made known.
我们不认识神,
we do not know God.
神也没有特别在我们中间作工,
God did not do a special work upon us Gentiles. And we're those who live in this world without hope. And even if we live 100 years, then we give our last breath and we're gone, just like a brother said. For man, we come sideways when we're born. And we also go sideways when we're buried.
什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
即是说,
that means,
你生出来的时候是打横出来的,
when we're born, we come laterally.
你死的时候是被人打横抬出去的,
and then when we're dead, we're also carried out laterally.
唯独神的儿子在那个时候打破了这个,
but only the Son of God has made the breakthrough of that.
他成为人的时候,他是横着来到这个世界,
when he came to earth, he was born naturally. But he ascended on high, straight upward.
只有他,
and only him. And it is no other
thing.
And we come laterally and we go laterally.
只有神的意思是横出,
but only the Son of God is born naturally and also ascended on high, horizontally. Brothers and sisters, think about this. I won't go into detail.
丁姐妹,
when we enter into the salvation of the Son of God, what the Son of God will manifest upon us, it is for us to be in the same image as the Son of God. Because according to the beginning, man was created according to God's own image. And in the atonement grace of God's salvation, the result of that is for us to be like the Son of God. Therefore, when we're created, it is according to God's own image. And in God's own image, there's no distinction between Jew or Gentile. Therefore, in this result, when we're conformed to the image of the Son of God, in Him, there's also no difference between Jew or Gentile. There's only the image of God. There's only the image of the Son of God. But in the process of God's work, in the atonement of God's work, there's this order of first and last. But this first and last does not determine the content at all. The content long ago was determined. Brothers and sisters, take note that we were called Gentiles, that we're outsiders of the covenant of God, we're living in this world without God, without hope. The secret of God is made known. Brothers and sisters, take note that we're fellow heirs. We're fellow heirs of the same promise. And we're the same body. Brothers and sisters, this fellow of the same thing, what is that according to? We're fellows because before we were not. But now we are. To what degree? However they were before. Likewise, we are the same now. That means fellow. This echoes what is in chapter 2, we're outsiders of the covenant of God. At that time, we're outsiders.
但如今呢,
but now, we are fellow heirs
同盟应许,
of the same promise,
同为一体,
same body,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. This is the secret of God. God has hid this secret for a very, very long time,
已经向我们解开,
but now has made known to us.
这个解开,
and this opening of the secret is a revelation in the scripture. What is a revelation?
启示就是说,
this revelation
means
there's a secret hidden there. It is all covered up. No one knows the secret. And God reveals, lifts up the secret. And when man received this, that is revelation. Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank our God. God made known His secret to us. So that in salvation,
神将人中间一切的阻隔都打断,
all the barriers and hindrance amongst man now has been removed. The cross not only removed the barrier between God and man,
同时是将人和人中间的阻隔都打断,
but at the same time has removed all the barriers amongst man.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们觉得很稀奇,
we are amazed.
我们这些人,
for man,
生出来就是要同人,
that when we are born, there's always a distinction.
如果我们说我们在中国人的背景,
even if we say amongst the Chinese background,
我们是广东人,
I'm Cantonese.
啊, 我们对外省人就说,
and so we say to those who are not Cantonese,
老宋,
oh, that they're from somewhere else.
外省人看广东人呢,
and from the other province, they look
南蛮,
at the Cantonese, and that you're just a barbarian.
生番来的,
and so you're barbarians, they say.
而我们来到, 而我们有机会接触到外国人的时候呢,
and so when we come into contact with Westerners,
我们就是人,
and so we say we're man, we're human, and we call them ghosts.
弟兄姊妹,这个是不是我们未曾认识主之前那种心思里面很自然的反应?
And so that is a very natural response we have before we know the Lord, a very distinction, a difference.
但感谢赞美我们的,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
当我们认识主之后,
after we know the Lord,
当我们的生命长成了之后,
when our life is mature,
弟兄姊妹,这个人中间很自然跑出来的这个东西, 也是很自然地从我们的中间来被挪开,
brothers and sisters, very naturally what comes from man will be naturally also removed.
你看到很多白人黑人,
we see many Caucasians or blacks,
他们是信主,
and they believe in the Lord,
你不该说他是鬼,
and no longer do we call them a devil, we call them brother,
这是姊妹,
and this is a sister,
都成了弟兄姊妹,
and we are all brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters,
这个就是神的秘密,
and this is the secret of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们如今在人的中间,
amongst man today,
特别在我们生活的环境里面,
especially in the society we live in,
一个这样的词,
we always hear these terms,
种族歧视,
there's racial discrimination.
但今天赞美我们的,
brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord.
发表出来了,
brothers and sisters, you see then the secret is manifested within us.
如果你再看不到,
No longer do we see
人和人中间的区别,
there's any distinction between them. But we only see the Christ that is on each brother and sister.
因为在这个救赎的里头,
because in this salvation,
神叫我们同一同成为神的后嗣,
we are all made fellow heirs to be fellow heirs of the inheritance of God.
神叫我们一同去承受神自己的那个应许,
so that we can be fellow heirs of the partaker of the promise of God.
成为一个身体,
and we're also to be in the same body.
进入到基督的身体的里面,
and to enter into the body of Christ.
就是称为基督的教会, and, that is, 这个属灵的团体,
and that is the church, the body of Christ, which is the corporate body, brothers and sisters.
在第三章的开头,
in the beginning of chapter 3,
保罗就引从他所得的启示的里面去总结了一个事实出来。
Paul concludes, summarizes one thing for us in the revelation which he received.
人和神的间隔取消了,
the barrier between God and man has been cancelled.
人和人的间隔取消了,
likewise, the barrier between man has also been made known. How?
有个根据,
there is a foundation.
那个根据就在基督里,
and that foundation is in Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God. And this is the reality of that redemption. And the result of this redemption is to bring us back to the so that all things together will be summed up as one in Christ. We praise and thank our God.
以弗所书向我们解开了神一个非常非常 荣耀的秘密,
the book of Ephesians opens to us a very glorious secret to us.
今早我没办法和弟兄姊妹交通得透彻,
this morning I cannot share very thorough in depth with brothers and sisters,
因为岔出去的东西太多,
because I've gone off too many tangents.
但我盼望主藉着圣灵在我们室里面作工,
but we pray that
出去的交通仍然是带回去,
so that even
那个主题的交通的里面,
so even in the things that we have gone off topic, that God will bring back to the topic which we have shared.
叫主在我们身上要做的是得到成全,
so that it can complete what God is to do upon us.
我们祈祷,
let's pray.
主感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee.
你的话语一解开就发出亮光,
when your words are revealed, it gives us light.
但愿你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵叫我们里面更明亮,
and may you enlighten us even more through the spirit of wisdom and of revelation,
能够确实地找住你心里面的秘密,
so that we can firmly hold on to the secret that is in your heart,
就是今天你已经向我们解开的启示,
and that is the revelation which you have opened to us today,
叫我们众人都一个心一个意去跟随你自己,
so that all of us would be of one mind and one spirit to follow you yourself,
叫你的旨意早日成全在这个地,
so that your will can be quickly done on earth,
再成全在这个宇宙的中间,
that your will may also be quickly done
主,
in the universe.
主我们都仰望那个日子,
Lord, we long for that day,
但求主叫我们在仰望那个日子的时候,
but even in the times when we are longing for that day,
我们留意今天我们要活在你自己的旨意的里面,
that we must take note that today we must live in your will,
活出你所要作成的 那个实际的当中,
to live out the reality which you want to be done.
主恩待怜悯我们,
Lord, have mercy and gracious
to us.
Give us spiritual understanding, so that we can know the thoughts in your heart.
救我们脱离,
deliver us from the beginning of this grace, and lead us into the fullness of this grace.
叫你的心思得到完全的完成,
so,
进到你自己的目的,
so that we can enter thee.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray.